Okay, we're up to Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. We learned two lines on top. We learned Be'echa B'Nissan, the first day of Nissan, Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim. In addition to the Rosh Hashanah, we have in our Mishnah, there are other Rosh Hashanahs. It's also Rosh Hashanah for months. You want to know the Cheshbon, the Chadoshim, it's the first month. Uli Ibuda, we'll see later what it means, but right now the Gemara thinks it means that when the Bezans can sit down to decide whether you make a leap year to Nissan, Ulu Trumas Shkolim, and also the Shkolim for last year ends Nissan, and the Kabbanis have to come from the new Shkolim. The Yesh Aymer also say Aflus Chidas Bati. You rent a house for a year. The year expires in Nissan, not day to day. La Chadoshim and on how do you know by Chadoshim Dichsiv? It says in the pasuk Hachoyd Zalachem LeChadoshim. This month is the beginning of months. Rishon Hulachem LeChotcha Hashana. This is the first month. Dabro Kol Atis Arleimo. Tell the Eden BeEsor LeChayd Joseh. 10 days this month. The Yikolhem Ish Celebes Ovis Celebes Ovis. V'Hoyu Lachem LeMishmeres. And you should guard it. Adab Basiyem LeChayzeh. You should guard this animal till the 14th day. V'Shachet Tuayse. And so Hayros Nissan. Maybe it was a year seven. Uksiv is another pasuk where it says that this yomtiv should be treated when should be celebrated when Shemar is chaydash aviv, that you should keep Shemar is chaydash aviv. When should you keep the month of aviv? Ezo chaydash. What does aviv mean? Ezo chaydash. This is Nissan. And this is Pesach. Which month is it your aviv that it's spring? Havi aymez and Nissan. That's Nissan. And the kol edition and Nissan is called edition. That's we need the two pesukim together.
Says the Gemara. Why does the Torah want us to have different Rosh Hashanahs for Chadoshim, for Shanim, for...
Each thing is a different reference point. Pesach has his reference point. Rosh Hashanah to do with creation of the world. Different reference point. Everything's different reference point. This is when the trees were...
To tell you that
this is the first month. Yeah.
You wouldn't have this Chadoshim
Chodesh
Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh
Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh
Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh
Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh Chodesh And when the things blossom, and therefore that's Nissan. For anyone, how do you know? Maybe Eir also is a part of the month that's blossoming. The entire month, they should blossom now. Already blossomed the previous month in Nissan. Maybe Adar already started blossoming then. You need that the majority of the blossoming took place, and Adar only just commenced. Right? A lot of the things that don't begin to blossom until much later. Where does it say that it's a month of the majority of the things blossomed this month? Maybe only some of it is enough. No raya. We don't know. I'll bring another raya. It says, now we have to move away from Tishrei, from this, and let's move to another Yom Tov. It says in the 15th day of the 7th month, and what happens then is Tishrei. But what happens then? But us, when you were gathered together towards the Oretz, that's when she celebrates Sukkot. So in Ezel Chayim Asifa, which Chayim is when you're gathering, the harvesting, have you aim as a Tishrei? That's the month of Tishrei, and that's the 7th month. How do you know it's Tishrei? Maybe the month of the gathering is Cheshvan. Maybe is the first month. You need that it should be asiv when that most of the sifah is done. Then it's when you bring it into the house before the rain. Cheshvan ready is too late. It's ready starts raining. You don't bring the fruits once it starts raining. You bring it before the rain. The opposite is tisha. Maybe it's el. Or my shvi other. Maybe it's el and for others the first month. We need that most of the gathering is done and el. Maybe do a little bit. Where does it say that most of the gathering is? It just says gathering. Maybe Sukkot takes place in El. Again, we have no raya. El Amar Ravin. Ravin says, you're right. Nowhere is written the Torah. Medivrei Kabbalah Lamadna. We learn from Tanakh. From Tanakh we have no. Why? How do we know from Tanakh? Because it says in Tanakh, most of it would be from Megillas Esther. But it says in Tanakh that B'yayim Esim V'Abba. On the 24th day, La'ashtei Asa Chayit. Remember, day in the 11th month, Hu Chayit Shvat. The 24th day of the 11th month is the Chayit Shvat. So we see that what the 11th month is Shvat. So therefore we know that Nissan must be the first month.
Once Ravina wants to learn from Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, why doesn't he just learn what the Avishai said to Moshe clearly?
Yeah, but how he knows Nissan? Maybe Pesach has been here. How do you know that Nissan, that Pesach is Nissan? Maybe Pesach is here.
Because it's what
do you call it? That's not Minolon. We need a pasuk. Now you tell me we pasuk no raya, but because the fact is we're observing in Nissan, that's how we know. That's not a raya.
So what?
I know we're doing the right thing.
What's your
So, no, it's more. It'll be more. Yishvat. You're mixing up years and months. Now we're talking about the order of the months. There we're talking about the order of the years. How do you know it's a, that when it comes to a year and you write on a star, when does the year begin? Two different things. Yeah,
you say that month in Aaron is not the same commission as what we say basically.
100% it is. But how do you know that? How do you know? No, how, over there when it's talking about Bishnas Aboyim, it's different. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Exactly. They were counting from the beginning of the year. Not the count beginning of the months. Here we're counting the beginning of the months. That's the beginning of the months. There it says the fifth month of the 40th year. So what if we're not counting the first month of the year, the beginning of the year. When's the beginning of the year? Different count. Okay. Teish already says that the names we have for the months that come from Babel. That's the question. Are we talking about the same year or not? Yeah.
So you know definitely is of based on what we learned here.
Why based on over here? Oh, once you establish months, yeah.
So in other words, Aaron HaKohen is based on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The honest question is, how do you know that Aaron's 40th year? Where should I be?
Exactly, same year, the same year, exactly. That's one, right. Tezeri says that all the names of the months we have came from Babel, they're not Jewish names.
Yeah.
And just to remind us, as the Fajr say, yeah, to that's right. This is right here. And the idea is to remind us of the Gula, the Gula's bubble, and we went out of Gula's bubble. That there's always hope that we'll be a Gula, wherever we are. Rabbi Barulah Mamacha, he says the Raisim here. It says by Esther, but what is about Mechaz Rebbeis Machuz, Mechaz Yosidu Chedush Tevis. Clearly, Mechaz Yosidu Chedush Tevis. We're bringing it down. Not only Shvat, we have Tevis. Rav Kahana Mach from here, where? From, it says again, by the Megill, it says in another Tanach, Schaye, Ba'abol, Ochayashi, Bekislev. We have Kislev is the ninth month. We're working our way down. He says, actually from here, back, says back to the Megillah, it says, Vayikaru Seifrei HaMelech Beis Chodesh Shlishi U'Chodesh Sivan. Now we're being down to Sivan already. We're working our way backwards. Sivan is the third month. So obviously this is the first. Rabbi Amar from here, again from the Megillah, Hippel HaPur Hu HaGoy Lifnei HaMem Yom L'Yom Chodesh Neim Asar U'Chodesh Adar. Now what exactly is going on? I'm trying to figure out what's the machlekes here.
Is there a machlekes or is it just one side?
What is the, why is one eye better than another? You have one pasuk enough. We have to keep on bringing.
Rabashi Omer or Omer Rabashi.
And most of them come from the Megillah. So and from the Megillah. So something's going on here. You guys have here about chaydish dishin or chaydish nisin. It's a pasuk where it says clearly that about chaydish again the Megillah. It says about chaydish harisin who chaydish nisin. So the chaydish more asks. What do you need in all these other psukim? Here's klar, nissen is chayit edition. My kula my time lamini my time mahai. Why didn't anybody else bring this pasuk? It's beautiful. It's mafedish. Deal with my edition. Edition the middle say here. Edition doesn't mean the beginning of the year, first month. The story of events. Haman's. This is the all happened. Sorry, it all happened in Nissan. That's when Haman started doing whatever he did. That doesn't mean it's the beginning of the calendar. The town of Didan. How come our town doesn't mention this? Bishani kamari. Our town's talking about Rishana for years. The chadashi like kamari. He's not talking about Rishana for months. He's not involved in that. The first year you want to know my enough kaminer when it comes to months. When it comes to years, we know. When it comes to contracts, you have to know which year it is. When it comes to months, what's in the gay? Which month is first, second? We don't use any more that reference first, second. We use names. This is near seven. So what's in the gay? Halacha lemaisa. What's in the gay for? Halacha. So some want to say if you made a neder and you said the fourth month, so then you have to know which month is the fourth month. Which is pretty tenuous.
It's interesting that in secular culture we've gone back to using the numbers.
Yeah, because right, shorter. Only because it's shorter. One for expedience, not for anything else.
In America, they do the other way.
Do they? Oh, yeah, they're true.
So, it's not considered a month first.
If you want to keep track of things in back order, write them on computers, everything should be back order. Use the American way up. The American way is much easier. Year, a month, a day is much easier than everything in order.
It's like a chamber.
That's right.
Like a one.
Yeah.
Okay, weiter. Libudim. What do you mean libudim? When they decide to make a leap year, libudim and nisim and yon. They decide to make a leap year nisim. By the time we learn, aim abin and never shana lechayda. The beginning, the first half of the bechali, we shouldn't discuss about a leap year. Beimi brew anyway, but it doesn't even work because who knows what's going to happen with the seasons and all that. Alav bnei atchak. If you have no bread, the ma'abin and achar shana miad. If you have no bread, you do it immediately after the shana. But really, you don't do it till much later in the year till you can determine what's going on with the weather and how is it and the conditions and so on. The alav became aim abin and other. But which month is it that we make a leap year? Even if they declare it in Tishrei, it's for the month of Adar, which is the leap year. So what's Pshat that the Rosh Hashanah Liburim of Nisan? What does Nisan do with it? I'll tell you what it is. My Iburim. When we say Shad HaChakim means, Rashi says, talking about, let's say there's a decree that a Bezin is not allowed to convene. So it happens to be that Tisha, everybody's together, Sukkos, in Eretz Yisrael, Yishalayim, so the Bezin is there. But maybe to make a special, extraordinary general meeting, you can't do the government did not allow the Bezin to convene on religious matters. Or the Nasi is constantly by in the king's court, and never has to, and the Nasi Yisrael has to be present at the Bezin when they make a ruling. Says he, but any others only month you make. Rashi v'afal pik el av v'chak. Says the Gemara, you heard it, we're warming up your seat for you.
Kept you two Gemaras in choosing. Whatever color you like.
I have
this color. Have a black one.
Says the Gemara, Amar Mitzchah, my Iburin. You know what Iburin? You thought Iburin means leap year. Iburim means hafsakas Iburim. When's the last opportunity you can make the Ibur? That, in other words, once you decided, we already have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, once you decided, you can no longer make a leap year. And Chizkiah HaMelech made a mistake, and he once they made a leap year on the 30 day of Adar, thinking that even though they declared a bit of Shchedish, you can still make a leap year. That was his mistake. That's what it means. Hafsaka. Now we learn, Heni, they testified, Shema Abrin, Hashana, we were had yesterday, who are these Rabbi Shura, but Papias. They also testified, you can Abrin, the year called the entire other Shema. They say, not just before Purim, but even after Purim, if you decide that you have to make a leap, you can. When? Ad Ha Purim, my time, the man of Ad Ha Purim. The other opinion says, only till Purim. After Purim, you can no longer decide to make a leap year. What's the machlekes? My time to mind. What's the reason why I put him? Only practically, people will make a mistake. Oh my! Shailim b'chol Pesach got a Pesach. Yeah, I'm 30 days before Pesach. You discuss Pesach. Some say you have to. Some say that if somebody asks a question, he's not out of turn. People already heard that Rabbanim talking about Pesach after Purim, and then a week later you decide to make a leap year, and then they were told, hey, they, according to the Cheshbainis, they know they're in the farms, they know that, you know, a month later is Pesach, and they told us it's still Purim, still other. In fact, celebrate Purim again. Pesach will be another month. They won't believe them. They're not going to believe you. They're going to treat Pesach, and the following month they're going to treat it like an ordinary day, when in fact it's really Pesach. And how come puppies was not worried about it? I'm sure the puppy made the yod. Everyone knows the shasim abatul bechushman atayimus. Everyone knows that a leap year understands. If they decide to make a leap year, it depends on calculations. The savri chushman leisalaglurabon adayidna. For whatever reason, because the number of signs, well, hearing Gemara Sanhedrin in the first page, what the signs are when you make a leap year, but the roads and all that, and therefore the goats are not old enough. So therefore, they realize that sometimes you can't make a decision until much later. And people are understanding. But Tanidon and our Tana, why doesn't he include that? Bahas Cholukamaida. Our Tana is only talking about things that Rosh Hashanah commences. Bahas Sokukamaida. Things that are terminated. This is the end. We don't learn that. All the Trumash Kalim in Al-Hari Nova, Rosh Hashanah, it says that this is the oil of Chayyid Bechacha, Lechach Hashanah. That this oila should be brought for the Chadashim of the year. So we learn out. Amra Taylor says, Chadesh. If he make a brand new cycle of months, bring from the nukes money. The gomri shana shem nissan. When is that? From nissan. It says which is the new month? Nissan. So if we know the new the month, all the kabbanas from the chidush onwards are from the new shkalim. What do the old shkalim they use for maintenance of beit kabbayis or for kitzmesbech occupied? How do you know to learn from Chodshe? Maybe learn from the word year. Why focus on the word Chadashim, which is Nissan? Focus on the word year, and the beginning of the year is Tishrei. Says the Gemara, Donin Shana Sheyesh Im Chadashim. You can have a year without months, that's Tishrei, and a year with months. Here it says in the Pasuk, Chodshe Shana. So we're going to learn out from another place, Chodshe Shana, which is referring to Nissan. Tishrei is not the months. Amrei Meshmol, Kabbana Tzibur. That those kabbanas, the communal kabbanas, habayim bechni, come the beginning of the month, mitzvah lahavi min hachadosh, to bring from the new money, v'im hevi min hayoshin yotze. But b'di yevet, if you brought from the last years, it's still all right. Ela shechisa mitzah, it's not ideal. Tanya nami yochvi taka learn. Kabana tzibar haboyin be'ech benis. If you bring them the first nisim mitzah, love in a chad from the new money. V'im hevi min ha-yashin yotze. Ela va chisa mitzah's missing. The yochvi chis nadiv mishaloi k'shedin. And if an individual wants to donate money to be to today's carbon tummy shall shachar, it shall be my own, he can. But bevad, the condition is because it's communal carbon, sheyimsim letzib, but he has to gladly give it over to the community. It's no longer mine. I have no strings attached. If you gave it over, you donated it. In fact, every carbon has all the shkolim, which is donated from the tzibur. Yeah, since you gave it your own, maybe you're not giving it wholeheartedly. Kamashalom, we're not concerned. Definitely you're giving it wholeheartedly. Whatever it is, it's private, it's your own personal. So we would have thought maybe it has to be everyone get marked a shekel, get lost in the pool.
It's not the same card of money as what's sitting in the boxes.
It's true, yeah. And the chiddush is all right. It's all right. The Tana didn't hakam out. Tana doesn't mention it. Kim l'toni im hevi yotzer lepsikle. Since it says, im hevi. The whole thing. The fact is that even in Nissan, if you did bring from last year's money, the carbon is still carbon. So really, this is more like a hiddur than a halacha. We're talking about halachas here. This is not halacha because at the end of the day, if you took last year's money for the carbon tzibur, it's all right. So therefore, we don't mention it. Then the Mishnah, the bride continues. Mother say after chiddush batei, when it comes to renting houses, the year it ends in Nissan. Talmud about we learned, but machleki the maske. By the way, if you rent a friend a house to your friend Shlishon for a year, moynish name also chayy count 12 months. The yom liyom and the anniversary of the day, whatever day you start to rent, 12 months later is when it's over. The yim amal Lishon azu. But if he says this year, then it's a calendar year. How's a calendar year work? Not Tishrei, but Nissan. If you love me lechem ba'ad, keep your game Nissan. Also Lishon, it's Nissan. Why only Echad Ba'adir? What about if it's a 15th day of Adir or 18th day of Adir? We learned before when it comes to a king, even if you're a king for one day, it's already a year. So how come over here when it comes to renting, we say it has to be a month? Because Shiny Hocha, since it's a Tircha, you have to move all your mebel, all your furniture and everything else. It's a big Tircha. No person is going to move into a house with all that with a hardship and inconvenience for one day. So the minimum, definitely, what Yves Selechon Azu, he meant a month. If he can have a month, listen, that's all he meant. How do you know that he meant this year that expires in Nissan, which is a month? Maybe Tishrei, maybe he meant Tishrei, the year. So he answers, Stam, ki ogad inish beisel kuli mozak shamagar. The main purpose why you want to have a normal house is for the winter. So therefore, as long as you're covered for the winter, until Nissan, the spring and the summer, I can be outside, outdoors, that's not a big deal. So the main preoccupation is that you should have a roof over your head and your family till Nissan.
So this is for rental.
From a rental. When you say year, year is Nissan.
So what about buying and selling? You say, what's the year?
The year is like normal years. It's only renting. A year you have buying is lay and void. Renting is only temporary. No matter
only until the Yovel.
Or whatever. Yeah, okay, but that's considered lay and void. So Yovel is called Oilam. La Void Oilam is a full Yovel. Buying is lay and void. It's a different cheshbon. You say you want to pay him, you'll pay him in a year.
Let's assume he's got to have it for a year. What does a year mean before you can take it back? Or they sell a claim where you can 2 years and then after.
We already had a machlekes based on claim yesterday. If it's 365 days or whether it's anniversary of the date.
A solar year.
Yeah, or anniversary of the date. The Tana Kama out, Tana the Braise, the Tana the Hakam Amish doesn't mention it. Benisen Nami Mishke Shchia Kitrei. That it's since in Nissan also it rains a little bit. So therefore, our Mishnah doesn't agree that Nissan actually is the time that people mean a year. What's the reason why people want a roof over their heads? Because of winter. Nissan also, May showers. Spring, it also rains.
I heard it was bucketing there.
You pluck it.
Unseasonal.
Sure they're happy. Pluck it in literature Yiddish. The first day of El Rishon, Mani, who's the author? Who holds that the first day of El Rishon for when it comes to giving the 10% of the behemoths from last year's flock and this year's flock? That's the turning point. Mani, this is the author, is a mayor. What's the mice? A mayor, right? A mayor says, Be'echad be'el Rishon, mice behemoth. First day of El, that's when the Rishon is for mice behemoth. Ooh, little golem. Now let me ask a question. When the Mishnah starts out in the beginning, little golem, the Yom Tevim, and we said the Yom Tevim means the three Yom Tevim when it comes to Baal Ta'achir, you're over for delaying the carbon, and you follow a specific sequence. I don't care when you made the Neder, that only followed Rab Shimon, because we had four other opinions. Rab Shimon is Rab Shimon. So it comes out of Mod Nezach. and Ema Sefer, and then later on the Mishnah again, you have it. Abu Lazar and Shimon, they disagree. They say Ma'aseh Ema, when's the Rishon, Echav Tishrei. Comes out that the Mishnah is jumping back and forth. But Rabbi Shimon, Echav Tishrei. So Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah says the Golim follows Rabbi Shimon. The Sefer, when it says Echav Tishrei follows Rabbi Shimon. Umitziyusa, in the middle case, where it says that the Echav El is Rameir. Very modern Mishnah. So who's the author of our Mishnah? It's Rameir, it's Rabbi Shimon. The author is neither. Rebbe, the author of the Mishnah is Rebbe. The Nasiv Lo Aliba the Tanoi, and he follows different Tanoi. Bidder Goli, when it comes to Yom Tevim, Sovelok and Abshimin, that the order, the sequence starts from Nissan. But a Maisa Behemah, Sovelok and Ameh, the Hoslok and Ameh, Freddie. Because that's what Rebbe always does. When he says, we have it many times, if he follows another Tana who follows one Tana in one matter, another matter, it's usually Rebbe.
Yeah, but then the Mishnah would say that.
No. Stam Mishnah. We have this question many times. The Mishnah seems to be contradicting itself. So the answer is not, it's neither. It's another Tana, which is Rebbe, who's learning like both. He wants it to be Stam. He wants it to be Halacha. For any money, if so, if you tell me it's all one author who learned the entire Mishnah, Bazei Lecheda, why does it say Arbo Rosh Hashanim and not four Rosh Hashanim? Lecheda Chamisha Abed, it's five. How the five? You have Rosh Chodesh and Nissan, which is the beginning of Rosh Chodesh for the month. You have Tezvav Nissan, which is Regolim. You have Rosh Chodesh El, which is Ma'aseh Behema. You have Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is for Shanim. And then you have Echeb Tu B'Shvat, which is for Elanus. It's five, not four, if Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah. Omar Rove, you know why it says Abor Hashanim? Because Abor Liv Hakol, everyone agrees that four. And Lerameir Abor Liv Hakol, Lerameir Abor. Everyone holds four. Manashach. If it's Rameir doesn't believe in Tezvav and Nissan. He doesn't hold. Rameir holds one Yomtiv is already about the Achir. So he doesn't hold as a Shana the Golem. So you take that one off. Where's the fourth one? Echabel. Rab Shimon holds that no, the Golem, Tezvav Nissan, but there's no Echabel. He holds Echabetishe. So between whichever opinion you follow, it's a total of four the Golem. Dal the Golem, Rab Shimon Abba, Dal Maise Behema. Abnachmizra says, no, you know why it says four? Not that there are four Rosh Hashanahs, Arbo Chadoshim. There are 4 months. Uvehen Kama Rosh Hashanim. There are 4 months. But Nissan has two Rosh Hashanahs in it. Doesn't say there are four Rosh Hashanahs, there are 4 months. In Nissan shares two, then you have El, then you have Tisha, then you have Shvat. That's how it's four.
How's he?
Yes, so how come he said Arbo Rosh Hashanahs?
Yes, it should be fine.
But how? If he's saying it, that the reason why it's only four is that 4 months. The four goes on the months.
When you're rejecting Rabbi, you're following the other
views, so it's still got four. That's right. Mesa has a question. Shisha Asa Benishan, it says, the sixth day of Nissan, Rosh Hashanah Lo'imer. That this is when you begin, the beginning, when you start counting, you can start eating the Chodesh, you start eating the new Tavua, and you bring the barley. And Shisha B'Sivan is for the Mizbech when you're allowed to bring the new wheat. Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Lechem, unless you bring the two loaves of bread, the wheat, that's the first carbon of the Mizbech, is Matid the new Tvuv. So there's many more Rosh Hashanahs. So the Rava, according to Rava's answer, he said that everyone agrees to four. Here's 2 more months. Here you have, at least the Shisha, you have Sivan, and you have Nissan Gufa, the 16th day of Nissan. Remember, Rava says that each date is another Rosh Hashanah. And the Nachman Yitzchak said, looks at months. Okay, it should be five, because at least you have seven. At least the Chamisha. Okay, Nissan is another day of Nissan. So it's one. Nissan is one. But seven. Now you have Shtei Alechem. So why doesn't he add another Rosh Hashanah to it? Omer HaPapa, you know why we don't count them? Kika Choshiv, you know what we're counting? Mide de Chayel Me'urta, things that started last night. Mide de Lechayel Me'urta, but let's say the Omer. The Omer is only brought in the morning. Shtei Alechem only brought in the morning. They are not included in the Rishonah. All the Rishonah we're talking about start the night, previous night. It's the whole day, the entire day. Me'urta like a Choshiv. Freddie Ma, you don't. But how did the Goli? What about one of the Rishonahs is Yom Tevim, which is regarding what? Regarding the carbon that you owe. You better bring it by Yom Tev. But and Yom Tiv, exactly. Coming on being during the day, so mine is that as well. The lechayel meurta yeti kuchashiv says the Gemara. No, here's different because the chiyuv shtei lechem starts in the morning. The chiyuv of Eimer starts in the morning. The chiyuv that you are now doing on Yom Tiv started 2 weeks ago when you made your promise. No, and so you're mechuyev. You bring it. You should have brought it before. So the chiyuv continues into Yom Tiv. The only reason why you cannot bring it at night is because at night you don't bring kabbonis. So therefore, it's as if it started at night. Mashenkin shtei lechem, all that. That's not the chiyuv at night, but you can't bring a night. There is no chiyuv at night. The chiyuv starts in the day, different. So we answer, kibin shetzorich lesuya mikara. Since you already have the chiyuv previously, before the yantiv started, then the chayiv akoy. You already chayiv. It goes right through the night. Freddy Gemara, about the yoivlis, it says here that what? That the Rosh Hashanim. You said Rosh Hashanah is what? For the years, or let's say for Shmitin and Yevul. Now Yevul, what brings in the Yevul? The Shofar. The shofar is not done in the beginning of the month. The lechayle meurta does not start at night. Uyuchashiv, we mentioned it. Lecheda, I'm not sure why we're only asking for night and day. It's 10 days later. When do you blow the shofar for Yovel? On Yom Kippur. So the Cheda, why is more only asking from the fact that it's not night, it's day. It's
why not day.
Ask 10 days later. It's not even the beginning of the month. It's not even the beginning.
So all the things that happen in Yovel don't happen until after Yom Kippur.
Shmitin is... Oh, so we say it's like a period of limbo. They're freed on Rosh Hashanah, but they don't go home. Exactly, is Yom Kippur.
And for you to, if you want to take position of your land, can you take when it comes back to you the day after Rosh Hashanah, you can take it, or you have to wait till after Yom Kippur?
I don't remember. Purim will be known as the end of the year. Does it have nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, that okay. I don't remember. Crossing the road is when is Yom Kippur, when you blow the shofar.
It's like you basically
give
the
Tammuz. So the Yom Kippur Tavid. In fact, Rashi says here. But look at Rashi, 5 lines at the bottom. But Shani in the Maslis and Lechayil Eled Kish Shofar the Bezin. Bezin has to blow shofar. The Ein Ela Biyoyim by day. The Chesiv. But Yom Kippur in Tavid shofar. Says Yom Kippur. Unless we don't care which day of the month it is, whatever day it is, that's the Rosh Hashanah. And remember, we said before that it's all in the same month, Tishrei. But what bothers us is it's not the beginning; it doesn't start at night; it starts in the day. At least according to one of the answers, it's the month. We don't care about the particular day, not the other answer. Of Rava, we do care about the particular day. Anyway, I think about it. Rabbi Shmuel, everything about Rabbi Shmuel, Benoy Rechem Beruki, this follows Shmuel Benoy Chudama, Meroish Hashanah Chayil Yovel. He disagrees. He holds that Rosh Hashanah actually begins not Yom Kippur when you blow Shofar, it starts from Rosh Hashanah, which we'll see later in a discussion in the Gemara. So therefore, our Mishnah follows that opinion, starts from Rosh Hashanah and at night. Okay, Rav Shrisha Bre Ravidi Amma Kika Chosha, another answer. We're only counting Midi Diloy Talib Maisa. Things that there's no specific thing you have to do. As soon as the day starts, automatically. Like Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah and all that, it's automatic. I've been meeting all the Maisa like a Chashiv. Things that do the Maisa. For example, Oymer, you got to bring in Oymer. Shteylechem, you got to bring in Shteylechem to make it happen. That we don't count. The Gemara about the Golim, meeting the Tolim Maisa, Lechede Yom Tev, you have to bring a carbon, you have to bring a Chashiv. So the answer, no. The Yom Tev is to fix up the problem. The problem is Baal Ta'achem. Baal Ta'achem is automatic. As soon as Yom Tev comes in, you're over and Aveda without doing anything. You made the promise 3 months ago. You're over automatically. What the carbon you're bringing is to fix up the carbon. What do you have to do? There's nothing automatic. You need to bring a carbon. You need to bring carbon to aim it. So therefore, we don't count those things. All right, what about the you got to blow the shofar to make it happen. And think about it again. Rabbi Shmuel, Benoy Shel, Rabbi Yechem Bruki, who says that you don't have to do anything to automatically shana, which we'll see the discussion later, whether it's a shana or not. This is finished with 2 dots. But Rav Ashi said, I'll give you an answer on the whole thing. You know why we only count 4, even though there's so many others that we just mentioned here? So we answer, Rosh Hashanah Heim Sheheim Ba'aba Rosh Chadashim. We're only counting those Hashanahs which fall out on the beginning of the month. You asked me about Omer, the 16th day of Nisan. You asked me... We don't count that. So Yom Rabbi asked, we don't count all these other ones. And Hey Sivan, we don't count those. So it comes out that Shvat, we must follow Beishamai. He's the one who holds the first day of Shvat. How can the Mishnah follow Beishamai against Beishil? And so Yom no. The 3, which are definitely beginning of the month. And the 4th one, according to Bishamah, is beginning the Mahakama. But when it comes to Bishvat, Machleg Bishamah is whether it's beginning or the middle.